Hello, bonsoir, Valder. C'est Ariel Guijonier.
Arielle Adrian is on the phone in a borrowed office of the Haitian Women's Center in Boston. She's talking to one of the managers of the farm she supports in Haiti.
He says, you know, the fish feeds that we bought just ran out, so we'll have time to buy a new one. Time to send some more money.
Adrian, who is a physician in Boston, calls Haiti every day and travels there several times a year. She explains that supporting an agricultural project long distance is difficult.
We have to do it as the investors, you know, get some money from their paycheck, build this, build that, buy this, buy that.
No one knows how many projects like Adrian's farm are funded by the Haitian immigrant community.
The truth is, it's very, very hard to quantify.
Liesl Riddle runs the Diaspora Center at George Washington University.
However, when you walk in any of these countries and you start asking questions about some of the new investments or the new innovations that you see in the business community, and by and large, you'll find behind that a diaspora story.
Much of the outside money for Haiti's small entrepreneurs has come in the form of microloans from Fancose, the nation's largest microfinance institution. Recently, the diaspora community began expressing interest in funding larger enterprises, which create jobs and offer more opportunities for economic development. Kathleen Felix, Fancose's diaspora coordinator, explains that Haitian banks don't loan to these mid-sized projects, and it's difficult for Haitians living abroad to raise startup costs for these businesses without straining their personal finances.
Supporting this project, yes, I would like to put $10,000 in my 401k this year, but I have my community back home that I have to support.
Providing that support just got a little easier. Fancose recently launched a website to connect projects in Haiti with additional individual and institutional sources of funding. It's called Zafen.org. Zafen means it's our business in Haitian Creole.
This is the homepage.
Haitian businesses approach Fancose to make an appeal for funds. The institution's staff reviews each proposal to make sure the business model is sound. Approved projects are listed on the Zafen site, along with a description of the project and needed funding. Donors can review the projects and select the ones they want to support. Small contributions are combined and provided as no-interest loans to business enterprises. Fancose staff members stay in touch with the entrepreneurs to ensure that the money is being spent appropriately. George Washington University's Liesl Riddle says this process will give the businesses financial credibility as they seek more funding.
We need some way of being able to certify that certain projects are valid and that money will be used for the purposes they say they're going to use it. And so having a sort of a third party like this portal enterprise identify those projects and kind of put their stamp of approval behind it, I think it is really critical when we're talking about markets where there aren't those sort of third party certification institutions.
Arielle Adrian has submitted a proposal to Fancose and looks forward to the day her farm appears on Zafen. She brings up a set of photos on her computer and points to a picture of a pile of concrete blocks.
That's the beginning.
And then, proudly, to a second photo of her farm's first animal pens, built with those blocks. Adrian says, "We have come far, but not far enough." For VOA News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Boston.